Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Yo, could you please, please pass the billy, my G?
Sure thing. Whoa, that was a big old hit from that Zooter. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm... Wait, I think I might be...
Greening out! A sustainability-focused segment where Hoff Trough talks to local legends who help make Dunedin a cleaner, greener place. From worm ranchers and penguin protectors to community garden organizers, Greening Out is Radio 1's premier stop for all things sustainable.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Just give me the chippies, please.
All right, I love hearing that little sting. It's so fun and funky. And we are here joined by Mel Bishop and Rawinia Wikaira from the University of Otago Sustainability Office. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Kia ora. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Good morning.
Y'all doing chill?
Yeah.
Great morning down here.
It wasn't too much of a walk getting here from your office?
I think I biked from home, personally.
Yeah, I walked. It took about 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice. We're here to talk about some of the mahi y'all and the sustainability office do broadly. So I guess I'll start off with asking, the sustainability office might be a bit of an enigma. People might confuse it with the Centre for Sustainability, which is also run by the university. What is the role of the sustainability office in the university's sustainability strategy, or broadly? What is its kind of role?
Yeah, so I can speak to the confusion between the Center of Sustainability and the Sustainability Office. So essentially, the Center of Sustainability, it does the research and the teaching, and the Sustainability Office, where we sort of are situated, does the implementation of strategic framework, so basically making the university more sustainable. And within that, and most importantly, it's focused around the 2030 goals of net carbon zero. Mm. So our role within that as Te Takura is to increase the transparency of what the sustainability office is doing to make the university more sustainable. Mm. Does that answer your question?
Cool. So that includes practical things like Te Oraka, which you facilitate quite a lot of, correct, Rawinia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Te Oraka is a student op shop, and we run lots of events, sustainability events within it, and it's a avenue where we can connect with students on a grassroots level.
Cool. So what are some other practical things that students can see that are a result of Sustainability Office strategic implementations?
Yes, I think obviously Te Oraka is one of the biggest ones because it's more than a thrift store. It's also a good place and a place to sort of hang out and also run workshops. Phoebe and Rawinia run the bike grabs, which is really awesome and impactful. I'm sure you can speak more to that later, but there's also Stitch Kitchen, and we've just run Thrifty, which was a free gig, and that was awesome.
So we do Sip and Sew, we're going to do a movie night soon. What else?
We did Sustainability Week, which was a massive push.
I think I've heard about
semester.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might have seen a bunch of posters all around for it. It was essentially a whole week of events that we ran. We crammed it in. One of my favorites was our film festival, Unpacked. And that was, we had a speaker series that went on after five short films that a bunch of people came down and watched. And it was just to promote discussion. People really enjoyed that, and it was great.
Yeah, another way we outreach to the student community is through our social media, which Mel looks after.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two. First one is Te Oraka.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the second one is Sustainability at Otago.
Yeah.
But Mal does some really cool reels, and she uses audio from local Dunedin bands and stuff to help promote them.
I mean, the current student cropper bands?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
We're big fans of using local talent as well to promote that sort of cultural sustainability as well.
Cool. Do you ever use D&B?
honestly, I can't say I do, not for reals, but I recently did some jazz, so...
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really cool. I do want to touch on your role as the social media lead at the Sustainability Office.
Yeah.
I assume it's got a lot to do with promotions, navigating relationships with other entities to spread the good word. Do you also handle the graphics side of things?
Yeah, so I did at the beginning, but now we have the wonderful and lovely, our boss, Jess, who is a Canva pro.
Shout out, Jess.
So honestly, that's been really, really great to have her back because, yeah, she's just a whiz with the graphics and mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So I mostly handle the videos. But yeah, everyone sort of works to like put in the content that they want that shows their mahi the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is about promotion, but it's also about like creating discussions. For example, on the Sustainability at Otago Instagram, we do a lot of like good news posts, and we do Waste Wednesdays posts, which is meant to be sort of informative. I'm also trying to start a series, part of which I've already started, which showcases the like student mahi around. So it's like what really cool research projects are going on. I interviewed my very good mate, Tessa Worthington, about her work over the summer with the Sustainability Research Project, where she looked at the Dunedin public library buses. Which was really cool because I think it's a really cool platform to not only advertise our events but also to showcase the work that you can do at the university because there's a whole lot of it.
Mm.
And that's awesome.
Quite a lot of stuff going on. Speaking of quite a lot of stuff, I imagine Te Oraka, there's a lot of secondhand goods there. How do you all source the goods?
Yep, so our biggest provider of donations is from UniFlats.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we are able to keep the goods that international students purchase, and it's kind of just like a cycle. So they'll purchase stuff, and then at the end of the semester or year, they'll come back and re-donate them. So yeah, and then as well as that, we've also got student donations. So students can bring in 3 items and get a little gift voucher for 1 item.
Oh, sick. Yeah. So kind of like a little discount.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
What else? Yeah, so pretty much everything that is made at Te Oraka goes back into Te Oraka. So essentially, if you were to purchase a $12 jacket with us, that circulates into paid student time.
It's kind of like a circular economy.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe we're going for here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very, very sick stuff. I'm curious, when I read up about Te Oraka, there was a thing about a repair cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Could you touch on that a bit more? I've never heard of that in my life.
Yep, so we work alongside Stitch Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
And they hold repair workshops every Saturday, once a month. Just going to double check. Yes. I thought it was Sunday. I was like, nope. But yeah, so once a month on a Saturday. And there's also just like a general sewing kit in store available 24/7 as well that you can come pop in and repair something as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Are you quite the seamstress?
I've done a little bit of sewing, but not to a very amazing
great extent.
Level.
Yeah. I'm worried I'd poke myself with all the
yeah.
A bit scary. I'm curious, we don't have a whole lot of time left, so I'll just ask, are there any big events for SEM2 that the Sustainability Office is running at the moment, or Te Oraka is running?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up one of our quite big events, which was Thrifty,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for No Danger and Emily Alice for coming out. And we have a range of events with the Social Club, so I recommend checking out the socials or our email chain for that. So that's Sip and Sews and a movie night. And we're also kicking off our Te Oraka After Dark, which is quite similar to our night market situation, which we've had in Oahe Ora in the past, but we're going to basically shut down the road in front of the Sustainability Office, so on St. David Street, and have all your favorite local market and student businesses out front. Yeah, so that's going to be great, and that's on October 3rd, so keep your eyes
out. Oh, that's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Come celebrate it with us.
Yeah. Hell yeah. People who might not know where the office is, it is on the other side of the St. David Bridge, correct?
Yes, that's true.
So there's the area that has the Big Red Needle, St. David Lecture Theatre, and y'all are on the other side.
On the clock tower side.
Yeah, on the clock tower side. That's a good way to put it. Oh, yeah, cool. Awesome. That sounds like a real fun event.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning for this edition of Greening Out. It's been lovely chatting to both of you, and I hope you both have an excellent day and a very solid weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. It was my pleasure. That was Mel Bishop and Rawinia Wikaira talking about sustainability office. Goodness, it is currently...
Thanks for choosing a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.